It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 31 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. It's time for baseball, softball, and all those spring sports. But first, we're going to talk about the number 74 as we go through our numbers and the great players that wore every number. I see a couple there that I know who are. We'll start with Ray Penny, Tony.
Ray Penny was a Steeler guard in
Of course he was.
he's a guy that's probably in the Hall of Very Good, and if it wasn't for the Steeler fatigue, might have been in some Hall of Fame conversations. But you know, you can't put all those 70 Steelers in the Hall of Fame. But he was a great guard. Yep. And then Mr. Cowboys on there.
Yeah, Bob Lilly.
He's definitely probably one of the all time great Cowboys.
Yeah.
Merlin Olsen, a great football player. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for football, but he was also a great actor.
Yeah.
Was on Little House on the Prairie. Yeah. So, and then Bruce Matthews played 19 seasons of offensive line in the NFL for the Cleveland Browns. One thing you can say about the Cleveland Browns is people are loyal to them. I mean, my dad's still the Browns fan. They haven't been to the playoffs in 25 years, and he's still... he's still loyal to him.
One thing you can say about Bruce Matthews is he's got a whole family in the NFL.
He does.
Brothers, nephews, sons. Yep.
There's some good DNA in that group. And as we record this, today's St. Patrick's Day, guys. So I come up with a little extra little thing for us to talk about. Who's the best Irish athlete ever? You ought to hit this.
Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy is number one. You're exactly.
That's where I was
going. But you should get number two. You should be all over number two.
It's Connor McGregor.
Connor McGregor. There you go.
I was going to say Connor McDavid.
It's Connor McDavid. Yeah.
And third,
he's a wee lad.
And third, if you Google it, is Paul O'Donovan, who won three gold medals rowing in the Olympics.
Yeah.
I'm surprised none of you guys come up with
it.
There's a big drop off from two to three.
Who was that? Sean White, that snowboarder. I mean, I know he was like America, but he had red hair.
Red hair.
Kind of looked like that.
Yeah.
Did you look this up? Who are the? Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Connor McGregor's got to be the. No. I was trying to think because I was like. Who would it be, and what do they play in Ireland? What do they play there?
They leave.
Cricket?
Soccer, rugby.
Yeah, rugby, golf. Soccer, and maybe cricket, you know?
Apparently they play golf because Roy McIlroy is a great golfer.
Do you think he made more money than Conor McGregor?
Yes.
Yeah?
No, I don't know. Conor McGregor's made a lot of money.
Yeah. Now, he's like $300 million or something.
He blew it all,
beating
up people he shouldn't beat up.
If you have that much money,
Roy
you can pay him off.
Probably still has more of the money that he made.
But McGregor could beat Rory up and take it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
True. That's exactly.
And Paul O'Donovan could take a boat over to him.
Yeah.
I don't think that'd help him against Conor McGregor. Conor would take it away from him and beat him with it.
Yeah.
I'm really laugh at him.
I'm trying to think. Were there any others? Anybody else that you that was it?
Those were the top three. There was another golfer in there, Patty
O'Brien.
No,
yeah,
Patty O'Brien.
Oh, Harrington or something.
Padraig
Harrington.
He was fourth.
I figured Shane Lowry.
I was afraid I couldn't say it, so I didn't put him on the list.
Yeah.
And you couldn't.
That's right.
You were right.
That's right. Hey, you got to know your strengths, man. My Appalachianese.
Anything else about number 74 or St. Patrick's Day or anything?
Nope.
All right, let's get into baseball and softball. We're going to talk about the Queen Leopards and Lady Leopards now. Leopards off to a great start, Tony.
Absolutely. 7-0. If you include the benefit game, they're 8-0. If you also include the benefit game, they give up 8 earned runs in 8 games. Actually, 8 runs, period.
Yeah.
In 8 games. Last week, they just outscored their opponents 24-2. You can't be any better than undefeated. Mm-hmm. Two tough tests coming up this week, though, Greg, with the Magnolia Panthers. Probably that the 4A 7 is going to be between Nashville, Magnolia, and DeQueen. Mm-hmm. And then Fairview and Hope and who am I leaving out? Arkadelphia will probably fight for that last spot. But you got three really good baseball teams in our conference.
Yeah, and one of the things about them is, one of the things they started doing last year and are doing it against this year is you play the same team twice in 1 week.
Don't like it.
I never liked it either, but I know the reasoning for it is because you can't just use one pitcher and go through the entire thing.
Well, it's just not good for radio.
No, it's not. You're right.
You got to make a decision whether you're going to do softball or baseball. Now, and if you want to do the other, you got to go to Magnolia to do it.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know why they wouldn't switch off. If you're going to do this, have baseball Tuesday, have softball at their place Tuesday, and then switch them Friday.
Yeah.
And then, for the media, it makes a lot more sense.
Right. And that way you can stay home all the time, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
But, one big win here, Broken Bow, highly rated in Oklahoma baseball, and they beat them 3-1. I guess we could talk a little bit about Connor Shelton right now. He came in and did an excellent job holding them, as he came in and shut out the side with the bases loaded in the second inning, then finished up the game with a one-hitter.
Yeah. And they're getting I don't know if they're hitting the ball as maybe as well as they expected they were going to hit it, but they're getting opportune hits. Logan Patrician, Pickett, and then the Harris boys. I mean, up and down the line, Jake Martin, he's been a wall behind the plate. I was texting back and forth with Jeff Woods. I think he could remember one pass ball this season. In 8 high school baseball games, one pass ball.
Yeah.
That's that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, it is.
That's really good. But, that also speaks to the pitching to some extent, because the pitchers we've got are putting the ball where they want to and putting it where he knows it, where he calls for it. And that makes a lot of difference, too.
Dr. Lance over at Nashville, he's one of our buddies. Mm-hmm. And we were talking, when he gets done with you, he wants to talk about sports. And I'm always happy to do that with him. And he said, y'all must have 2 or 3 good pitchers. I said, no, we've got 4 or 5 good pitchers. Yeah. And he just kind of,
Yep. So, like you said, this week they've got Magnolia twice with Prescott thrown in there. And then Lady Leopard softball, 4-2 on the year so far. Last week they beat Waldron and then lost to a really good Horatio team.
More on them later.
Yeah, and an Akron team, which I was a little surprised about the Akron team. But Akron could be really good, too.
Joseph, I got to talk to him, and he said that they're pretty good.
Yeah. And again, that softball team, doing well, talking about, they've got a lot of people that got a chance to talk to Coach Parson earlier today. And one of the things he said is we had 4 players coming back from last year. So we got what we call a lot of utility players. They play different positions on different days.
Yeah.
And so that kind of changes things around a little bit, makes it and you got to get I'm going to assume that once they get further into the season, there'll probably be some players that'll solidify certain spots.
Yeah.
And they'll be there.
Well,
every
in the game. Diamond sports, and I'm talking baseball, softball, you better be strong up the middle. Mm-hmm. The Lady Leopards have had consistency up the middle the last 2 or 3 years, catcher, pitcher, short, second, and center field. A lot of that was seniors last year moved on, and this team will get better as the year goes on.
Yeah, I think so too. But looking forward to seeing how they do this week.
CCCUA.edu. That is UA Cossatot's website for you to find out everything you need to know about applying and enrolling, programs of study, how to pay for college, all of their athletics and apparel, student life, community and workforce, and so much more. Your medical education will start here. UA Cossatot has the 3rd highest college graduation rate in the state of Arkansas and is proud to be the first and only Hispanic serving institution in the state as a member of the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities. We offer degrees and certificates in more than 2 dozen fields and are a leader in implementing more affordable textbook-free courses and boast a variety of professional industry training certifications, small class sizes, low tuition, and quality online and in-class instruction. UA Casadat is committed to improving the lives of those in our region by providing quality education, outstanding service, and relevant industry training. And by going to cccua.edu, you can find everything you need to know, again, about campus dining and campus maps, the Center for Student Success and Consumer Information, financial aid, textbooks, payments, career pathways, scholarships, and so much more. Find out their vast amount of programs of study on offer, and you can find out how to apply and enroll right from their great website. Check out the Colts gift shop as well. And you can go to uacasatacolts.com to find out everything you need to know about the Colts, whether it's basketball, soccer, or shooting sports. Any Colts fans can find all the information that they need and merchandise they need on uacasatacolts.com. And go to cccua.edu today.
Now we're going to talk about the Horatio Lions and the Lady Lions. You don't want to forget them, I guarantee you that. But we'll talk about the Lions baseball team first. They had a good week as they beat Prescott Mountain Pine, but then lost to Foreman. This week they're going against Caddo Hills and then Spring Hill. Good week when you win two out of three, I think.
Absolutely.
And Coach Sprick is very optimistic about his team. He thinks they're going to be like you said, they're going to get better as time goes on. And I think that, that they've got a good opportunity to do that. Take a look at the Lady Lions softball team. This last week was just an amazing week for them.
They won 69-6.
Yeah. For the week.
Wow.
Yeah.
They beat DeQueen 14-2, Bismarck 11-3, Arkadelphia 11-0, and then shut out and no hit Junction City 16-0 and Gurdon 15-0 and beat Woodlawn 2-1.
In 1 week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
They played a tournament.
Oh,
yeah.
A tournament?
Yeah, they did play a tournament. The thing about it is, they mercy ruled every one of these teams.
Yeah.
Well, not Bismarck. Woodlawn.
Yeah. Not Woodlawn, but Woodlawn.
Yeah, until the finals of that tournament.
I was going to say, Woodlawn's a traditional softball team, too. That's a good one.
Well, somebody we see every year, Greg, that jumps off the page is beating Arkadelphia 11-0.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And you got to see them play last week.
Yeah, I did.
And they're the real deal.
They are the real deal. They can hit up and down the lineup. Paige Williamson was dominant in the circle. I really, she would look dominant against us. She must have looked really dominant against Junction City and Gurdon Arkadelphia as they couldn't put the ball in play against her.
Yeah. And congratulations to them on winning the tournament over Woodlawn and just on a great week, man.
With
just
Lions girl and, they just hit the ball up and down the lineup. The Lions girl, really, really good for them. And then Lamb girl. And they hit these girls in succession in the middle of the order. You can't pitch around them.
Right.
Because if one doesn't get you, the next one will. So
I know
they're going to be a tough out.
At the end of the basketball season, the last few games, Haley Lyons was injured, had an injured foot, I believe, or ankle. And her parents were really excited about softball coming up and said she needed to get healthy. So I see she's healthy.
I think she's recovered.
Yeah, yep. And congratulations to them on a great week. And this week they're going to play Mansfield and Genoa on Monday and Tuesday. And somehow I'm going to bet they're going to have a game towards the end of the week. You never know.
Could
but
work out that way.
Yeah, you know how they
may just start to the beach early.
Yeah, they may do that. they may have a full week of beach games next week.
They may very well.
But anyway, we'll see. Go ahead.
Could I ask, who are their two losses to?
They are to Nashville, which Nashville only beat them 9-5. They're a softball powerhouse, and Sylvan Hills that they somehow drew in a tournament somewhere.
Yeah, one of the top ranked top
6A.
Yeah, 6A.
Wow.
Team. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's from 2A. Yeah. So great start for them, and we'll see how they do next week. We're going to move on now to the Foreman Gators and Gators baseball 4-2. Beat Spring Hill, beat Horatio, and then lost to Taylor 9-0. This week they've got Taylor again and then Spring Hill again and Horatio again. Well, that's really interesting.
They must be on the 4-7-A plan.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I didn't do this, Tony. You sure that's right? No, I'm just kidding you. Maybe that's the same games they played. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm kidding you, man. Yeah, but you know, a great week for them. I mean, they're 4-2 on the year. They won 2 out of 3, and you know, losing to Taylor. I'm going to tell you, Taylor is really a dominant small school down there, almost on the Louisiana line.
Yeah,
they play all sports really, really well.
And those wins against Spring Hill and Horatio in our conference, those are good wins for Foreman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, and Foreman's got, you know, they got some athletes down there right now. They're playing really well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I look forward to seeing how they do. Lady Gator softball, they're 0-6. You know, they lost to Falk, and they lost to Mineral Springs, and they got a game against Mount Ida. But the problem with, you know, and the thing about, I got to talk to their coach just a little bit, and you know, they've got a young team. They're going to improve. They're going to get better. And it's just a function of working through things. They just – you know, the deal is, and you know, you've seen this before with teams, they have a problem getting that hit, timely hit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They just don't, you know, they'll get a couple of guys, people on base, and they just can't push them around.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that. Or the other team does, and they get that hit.
Right.
You know, and that, you know, that's just the way, you know, the way the ball falls sometimes. But, you know, it usually turns around and changes. So.
Well, you know, we've got to watch a lot of girls softball over the last 10 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And what is so important in girls softball, maybe more important than baseball, and I hesitate to say that, but the catcher.
Yeah.
Because in girls softball, that walk has a tendency to turn into a triple. But if you've got a catcher, she stays put at first base unless you hit her around.
That's right.
And, you know, shout out to Kat Sokash.
Yeah. I've got limited knowledge on it, but, you know, momentum in baseball and softball is, like, insane, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just those innings that just go on, and you know, and I just noticed that more than other types of sports, you know.
Is that when you're on the board?
I mean, it's just like, yeah, I mean, it seems like when you have these big explosive, yeah, like 10 to nothing, 20 to nothing or something, it's usually like one giant inning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like really hard to stop momentum.
Horatio had a 10-run inning against the Lady Leopards.
Yeah,
it was a really good ball game. Then they come up with a 10-run inning and it's over.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you're right about that. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times, you know, you just get on a roll and it's like you just bat. Whether it's you see it in college baseball all the time, and I guess you'd see it in pros if you watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And another reason you don't see it in a lot of sports is because no other sport plays innings.
That's true.
Yeah. good observation.
That's what y'all got me here for.
I'm glad you were here.
Yeah. We will tuttle in for insight like that.
That's right.
Tuttle in.
That's right. Well, look forward to seeing how the Gators and Lady Gators do as they continue on in the spring.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call at 870-642-8387. That's Vets. And you can schedule your appointment today or ask any questions that you might need. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. Schedule your appointment or ask any questions with Ashdown Veterinary Clinic as well. Martin Veterinary Services has been a proud sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air since the very beginning, and we appreciate them so much for that, and not only that, what they do for the community, and that is offer high-quality veterinary services to everybody here, whether it's just simple stuff, spaying and neutering, or medications, checkups, and things like that, down to more serious things. You can trust Martin Veterinary Services to take care of you, and don't just take my word for it. There are a ton of good reviews on Google and across the board. You can check out their Facebook page as well, DeQueen Animal Hospital /Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, and hundreds of reviews, all 5 stars. And, you know, you always need to be able to trust the person that you're taking your pets to, and Martin Veterinary Services is the one. I have used them for multiple occasions, whether it's with my dogs or my cats, and they've been an absolute delight. Such a blessing to have them in this community offering these services. So we appreciate them so much, and you can go to DeQueen Animal Hospital or Ashdown Veterinary Clinic today for all your veterinary needs.
So it's time to talk about Ashdown Panther baseball. They beat Camden 12-11 and lost to Nashville 4-0 and Magnolia 14-2.
That's a tough slate of games for a week there.
It sure is. It sure is. And, you know, I'm going to tell you this. I know the rivalry between Nashville and Ashdown is great.
Yeah.
And that 4-0 is – they played pretty well.
Mm-hmm. They did. They got on the wrong end of Carson Chambers
in
that ball game.
Yeah.
But, played really well. I got to talk to Jim Cross pretty extensively over the weekend. We actually talked on Sunday and Monday. We'll have an interview with him coming up, and he'll talk a lot more about the week.
That sounds great. Looking at the Pantherette softball team, they're 2-3. They beat Columbia Christian. They lost to Hope in Arkadelphia last week. Now they've got Lafayette County, as Tuttle likes to call them.
It's Lafayette.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with you, man.
Yeah. And so.
You know, the interesting thing about the Pantherettes, Greg, as we were talking about with the Lady Gators, and it takes time. You just don't get good in a hurry. Pantherettes didn't win a softball game last year.
That's right.
And they've already won two this year.
Yeah.
I'm on the line with Jim Cross. And, Jim, I'm telling you, you and I got to talk yesterday. Yesterday was Sunday. And you just told me a great story, and I said, well, we've got to get that on the podcast. So I'm just going to let you go.
Well, Tony, I appreciate you letting me share the story of Nate Castle. Nate is a senior second baseman on the baseball team, and he's the football manager, did that for 4 years and did a fantastic job. I don't know if there's a young man that loves life more than Nate Castle, and he just enjoys everything that he's doing. He had to sit behind two college players and Walt Jones and Cutter Dollarhide for 3 years and, you know, never said anything other than positive things, was the biggest cheerleader on the bench. But then last year, he came in, they put him in a conference game, and he laid down a perfect bunt, which allowed us to beat Smackover last year. And so when he got his opportunity, he was ready. But this year, he's got to start at second base, and he's the number two hitter in the lineup. He's hitting over 300 and playing flawless defensively. But what really impressed me the other night was we're playing Camden Fairview, and we had a big lead, and the lead was shrinking away quickly. And the last inning, or actually the bottom of the sixth inning, they brought Nate in to pitch. And, boy, he grabbed the ball, and I've never seen Nate pitch, to be honest. And, boy, he came in and threw some curveballs and fastballs and just competed. And he ended up making the game-saving play at the end of the game. They had cut the lead to one with a runner on third, and the ground ball between first and second baseman, the first baseman, Sam Scroggins, makes a great stab, flips it to Nate running from the pitcher's mound full speed, beats the Camden Fairview player at the base maybe by a half a step, and win the ball game 12-11. And it just couldn't happen to a better guy than Nate Castle, who's just given himself to the Panther program, not only in football, but also in baseball. He's waged his turn, and he is having a whale of a season. And I tell him all the time, I say, Nate, you're the kind of guy that people want to hire. I mean, he's a great young man. And
the kind of guy people want to cheer for, too.
Yeah. You know, in a day and age, Tony, where we see basketball players play for four different schools and football players, you know, they play for three different schools. And, you know, here's Nate Castle. He could have pitched a fit because he's a good ball player now. I mean, he was just unfortunate to play behind Walt and Cutter. But now he's gotten his shot, and, man, he's having the time of his life.
Well, you know, a lot of – even in high school, Jim, a lot of people that would be in Nate's situation, they would have simply – I mean, you can go anywhere and play for anybody. Now you go to Foreman or, you know, Horatio or down the road to Texarkana and say, I'm not waiting my turn. I want to play now. And it says a lot about the young man that does, you know, that sticks in there.
Yeah, and the thing is, Tony, he's a good ball player. I mean, he's not one of these guys that just waiting around and then just gave it to him. I mean, arguably he might be him and Riley Williamson are probably our two leading hitters on the team.
Right.
Like I say, he's in the two hole. So that tells you, you know, what Coach Jimmy Phillips thinks about him. And then defensively, he made a play the other night on an unassisted double play, backhanded the ball, touched second base and threw it to first base. And, that was a big inning changer there. So, I mean, he's playing just fantastic baseball for the Panthers.
Well, Panthers, with that rich baseball tradition, Jim, what's your assessment this year of this year's version of the Panthers?
Well, Tony, I think you just hit the nail on the head. You know, we lost a lot of players. We lost basically seven starters off the last year's team. But we did return Taylor Mitchell, Riley Williamson, and Logan Johnson at catcher. And so we've got some guys, you know, that have been through, you know, been through the battle a little bit. But then you've got guys like Nate Castle, Caden White, Logan Irwin, Braden Irwin, Colton Rowe. Some of those guys are really stepping up. And like you say, it's the culture. There's an expectation of, hey, we're going to go to the state tournament and kind of see what happens. And you can't, you know, you can't talk kids into that. I mean, they've seen it, they've experienced it. And so even though we lost all those players, their expectation is we're going to compete for a conference title and we have a chance to go to the state tournament. Now, are we as talented as last year? Not even close. But it's the culture piece that those guys believe in themselves and they've been through the battles. And so it wouldn't surprise me at all, Tony, to see us competing for a conference title. It wouldn't surprise me for us to go to the state tournament.
Well, you know, the thing about winning and losing both, they are both contagious. And yes. If when you're around winning, you kind of become a winner. And yes. I think that probably describes the expectation at Ashdown, especially with their baseball program, as much as anything.
Yeah, and then on the flip side of that, our softball program, who had a tough season last year, they're trying to get over that hump to say that, yes, we can win. And Bradley Day's done a good job with when they won a game this year, which is more than they won last year. But right. you can sense the difference in they're hoping to win versus our boys. They think they're going to win. Now, with that being said, Nashville put it on us pretty good the other day with being 4-0. We played well, but just couldn't get anything going offensively. And then Magnolia beat us, which, you know, Magnolia is a good club. But then yes. we beat Camden Fairview. So, but you know, you can see the schedule that we play during the non-conference. We're playing teams up in classification, and that's because they're not worried about losing. They're trying to get prepared for the state tournament, and that changes the whole dynamic. So if you lose, you don't sweat. You think, okay, we go to the next game. But if you're in a losing culture, you think, oh my, we've lost another one.
Yeah.
And it changes the whole dynamic of what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, of course, I'm nobody's coach, but I've heard coaches kind of when they define the non-conference schedule, they want a few confidence builders in there, but you don't want all cupcakes. You want some tough games in there to get you ready for your league.
Yes, because that's the whole idea. I mean, is you want to be hot the end of April, 1st of May, and hopefully that's what the Panthers will be. And I think that you know, we've got, anytime you got guys like Riley Williamson, Nate Castle, Colton Rowe, you know, that's our senior class, and those guys have been around, you know, through, you know, those guys have played in two state finals,
in their
3 years, so they've seen what that looks like. And, you know, and so they're not just telling these other guys, they haven't read it in a book. They've been there.
Right.
And,
that's awesome, man. You know, one thing before I let you go, the Panthers and the Leopards are getting back together on the gridiron. And I don't know if anybody's happier than you and I.
Boy, I tell you what. Yeah. I'm happy for that for more reasons than one. Number one, it's a great rivalry. Number two is 35 minutes from the house.
That's right. And
here's the big one, Tony, for Daryl and I, y'all have bathrooms in the press box.
Well, we always get treated top notch over y'all's place. So, but I'm going to tell you what, if you're building a press box, come to DeQueen and look at ours before you build your press box.
Amen, brother.
It is awesome.
It is. Amen.
Well, man, it is always a joy to talk to you, Jim, and just want to wish God's blessing on you and continued success for the Panthers and Lady Panthers.
I appreciate you, Tony. God bless you, my friend.
You take care.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
And now it's time for my favorite segment of the program, and that is the award show, giving out various awards to all the different players of the area.
All right, we're ready to do that, and we're going to start off with the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week.
I'm going to go to Jaden Broyles, who had several hits last week in a 3-0 week for the Leopards.
All right, moving on quickly, the Dom Tar Panther Player of the Week.
Going to go to senior Nate Castle, who's their second baseman closer, and listen to Cross's interview. He had a great week.
The Horatio State Bank Line Player of the Week.
Alea Lamp, she was only 10 of 21 at the plate. She had six doubles, a triple, and in the Harrison tournament where Horatio just took everything.
Yeah. Well, they won it, right?
Yeah.
And then the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week.
It's going to be Tristan Banya, a 9 innings pitched, a 3.38 ERA, and 5 strikeouts.
The Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Player of the Week is going to go to?
Going to go to the dealer, Carson Chambers, 7 innings pitched, 14 strikeouts, and only give up one hit to the Ashdown Panthers.
Great outing by him. Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week this week will be?
It's going to be Riley Simmons, and we've talked about her before.
All right. Yeah, just once or twice. Great athlete everywhere she plays. The Union Bank of Mena Bearcat Player of the Week.
It's going to be junior Avery Montgomery. She hit 400 last week, had a 600 slugging percentage. And a shout-out to Jaden Cox, who we didn't get to talk about last week, got her information late. She hit 500 last week and had a 600 slugging percentage.
All right. And moving on to the Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week.
Serafina Ford. She had 12 strikeouts in the circle and a 650 batting average last week.
That's great.
Yep.
Now, moving on to the area awards, we're the Toad Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area.
Going back to the Horatio Lions again, it's going to be Haley Lyons, 10 of 18 at the plate. 6 triples. I've never heard of that in a week.
6 triples?
6 triples, a home run, and 13 RBIs.
Oh, my goodness.
And she didn't win the shirt.
Well, I can't wait to see who did.
Yeah, I know.
All right, the Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area this week.
Going to be Leopards' Connor Shelton. Connor came into a game against a really good Broken Bow team in the second inning with the bases loaded and nobody out, got the Leopards out of the inning without a run, went on to one hit the Savages, and that was a big win for the Leopards.
And now we're to the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Mud Creek Designs Player of the Area and the winner of the coveted Swaspoda t-shirt.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I've never seen a line like this for a softball pitcher. Paige Williamson went 4-0 on the week with 33 strikeouts, gave up one earned run, and threw 2 no-hitters last week.
Oh, my gosh. She should just quit.
No, everybody
well,
else.
We're just going to take the whole pile of t-shirts over to Paige after we get done today.
How do you do better than that next week? I guess you'll have to play 7 games next week instead of 6.
Throw 3 no-hitters.
I guess so. Man, what a week by her, and congratulations to her, and congratulations to all the winners of the awards this week. We got one more thing to do. We got to mention the Diamond Bank Game of the Week this week, and it's going to be
2 huge baseball games coming up this week between Magnolia and DeQueen that will go a long way in deciding the 4A7.
All right.
Jobs.pilgrims.com. That is the website to go to see everything that Pilgrims offers in the way of careers. The leading global provider of high-quality food products, including well-recognized brands and value-added premium products. As one of the world's largest poultry producers and a fully integrated pork producer, Pilgrims has provided wholesome quality products to customers and consumers for more than 7 decades. And they have over 58,000 team members taking great pride in providing more than 133 million daily servings of protein to retailers, restaurants, food service providers, and consumers around the world. The company includes 39 production facilities and 27 prepared food facilities in 14 states, the UK, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Europe. Pilgrims is proud to partner with more than 4,900 family farms for poultry and over 6,300 family farms for hog and lamb supplies. Their vision guides everything they do to be the best and the most responsible respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. I'm talking hourly production, plant operations and support, drivers, research and development, quality assurance and food safety, human resources, sales and marketing, accounting and finance, professional opportunities. If you think you could be an asset to the company, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com and even check out their benefits, better futures, insurance, growth. There is no better company to take ownership of your career growth than JBS. Explore the opportunities for development with a global food company. Take advantage of more than 2,000 courses in their development learning program offerings, online learning and ad hoc courses, 401ks. With your 401k, they offer company match, long-term tax benefits, investment options, and geographic flexibility. And of course, paid holidays and time off. So all of your benefits taken care of, your career taken care of, absolutely amazing. And that's not even to get into their community action that they take here, right here in Southwest Arkansas and all over. Whether it's community events, fundraisers, you can always see Pilgrims participating in some form or fashion, whether it's providing chicken for fundraisers and just so much more. They're always a huge member of the community. They employ so many people here, and it's a perfect fit for our podcast. Of course, we love having Pilgrims on. It makes total sense, and they're big supporters of all the local sports in the area, always big supporters of our radio station and everything. So we're so appreciative to have them on board. And if you're interested in joining their team, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com. And that about wraps up all of the high school sports we're going to talk about this week, but we got some more national topics that we want to discuss. And this segment is brought to you by Mina Pre-Owned. For all your pre-owned vehicle needs, visit Mina Pre-Owned today.
All right. Thank you, Tyler, for that. And
that didn't have any sarcasm on it.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate him doing it. He does such an excellent job. You know, I just feel like such an amateur. I get around these guys that do this for a living. And
like when you're calling baseball with Jay Bunyan, yeah, like I'm going to be today?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you call the first couple of innings, and he calls the next two, and you go,
why are you giving this back to
yeah,
me?
Yeah, why am I getting this back? You know, it's like, yeah.
You don't ever look at those guys and think, I wonder if I'm teaching them anything.
Yeah, how not to bring me with them next time.
Well, Greg does know where the best Frosties are.
So. That's true. I do know that. I don't
Oak,
know a lot.
Arkansas.
That's right. That's right. But you know, moving on to some national talk, just mention real quickly, Hogs baseball, they took 2 out of 3 from number 3 Mississippi State this past weekend. And, you know, when you're looking at the teams they're playing in conference, a lot of times if you win 2 out of 3, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
That's
them,
a good weekend.
I read them a lot a little bit a couple weeks ago for their loss to Arkansas State. But Arkansas State's having an incredible season.
Yeah,
so.
They are having a good season.
Yeah.
Softball, they were 1 out of 2 and 1 and 2 against Alabama. But, man, Alabama one of the top teams in the country, too.
Yep.
Never going to be easy for the softball teams. But looking at the basketball, man,
they had a big win the other day.
Three of them. I mean, they were all big. They were big wins. They played really well. We don't have a lot of players. You know, we play 7 players.
Yeah.
I just think that there's a you know, Tony, you mentioned the fact about the first weekend, and you know, I think it's going to be a tough weekend for them. You know, you get to that second weekend, though, you know, if you can get that far, and, you know, so the thing about having 7 players is they just did the hardest thing they're going to have to do.
That's right.
Shorthanded, because they had 3 games in 3 days.
That's right.
And 2 of them were – one of them was at 8:30 Friday night and then at 2:30 Saturday afternoon. So they did a short turnaround there and then noon the next day. So less than 24 hours between each one of those games. They're not going to do that again. They're going to have – you know, they'll have 2 games on the weekend and there'll be a day in between them. So.
And they got a little help with other teams knocking out the number 1 and 2 seeds in mm-hmm. the SEC tournament. But that's something you kind of expect to happen in the NCAA tournament. There will be some upsets here and there.
Yeah.
You know, you might win a game and play a team you never expected to. So
Calipari became the first coach to coach 2 different SEC programs to a conference tournament championship, SEC conference tournament championship, yeah. which
you how long has it been since the
Kentucky were really thrilled about that.
They've only won that tournament one time, and it was in, you wouldn't believe this. Do you know? I know. It was in 2000, and they played 4 games in 4 days to win that tournament. You know, the good teams won national championship, went to runner-up the next year. They didn't win this tournament.
Yeah.
And I remember because I was there, and very upset that they lost, but because I didn't want to stay another day, but I didn't because I didn't care about watching Kentucky. That's the only time they won it.
And I knew it had been won.
And it was a team that nobody expected to win. You had to play all 4 days to win it. So, that's the only time they won it, and now they've won it again. And I'm going to tell you, there are several things I can say about the Razorbacks, and, you know, like you said, you get into this deal, you're one and done, so you got to play well every time because all these teams can play.
Well, they may be playing better at this moment than any team in the country.
Yeah, and I think they probably got the best player in the country.
I would agree with that, too.
Bruce Pearl would agree, too. Yeah. I heard him say so.
I mean, Darius Acuff, after watching him over the weekend, I got to put him number one on the Hog players of all time. And you may argue with me. There's been some good players, but I have not seen a Razorback player that can take a game over like he does.
Composed and clutch.
Yeah.
Really come to mind watching him. Mm-hmm. I mean, two of those games in the SEC tournament, well, one of them I think he had 4 points at halftime and finished with 30. And then what was the championship game of the day? Mm-hmm. He hit back-to-back three-pointers just before the half to give yourself 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
And he's solid.
Yeah. I like that one. When he got pushed out of bounds, he hit it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. He did that a couple of times during the tournament. But anyway, we look forward to seeing how they're going to do. That kind of segues into the next thing we're going to talk about. It's the brackets. And you want to talk about Final Fours? You want to go with yours first, Tony?
Sure. I've got it up here. I filled mine out on ESPN, so I'll be expecting that $1 million anytime now. I've actually got went pretty much chalk except for one, Duke versus Florida in the championship game, and in Michigan, and I've got the Hogs out at the championship game, and the Hogs beating Duke for the national championship.
Man, wouldn't that be great?
It would.
Yeah, I have got my picks if I can get them pulled up here. You're looking at Arkansas coming from there. They're going to beat Gonzaga to get into the Final Four. Then you're going to have Houston beating Vandy to get into the Final Four. And if I can get to the next ones. Michigan and Santa Clara.
Yeah.
Yep. And Michigan's going to go from there. And then the other one's going to be Duke over Michigan State. And then I've got Duke and Arkansas winning, and Arkansas winning too.
Well, there you go.
So 2 for 3.
You're going to ruin it, Hunter?
Are you picking yours as we speak?
No, I'm just kind of scrolling through the bracket.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of upsets the other day I was going to pick.
He fills out his tournament bracket the way he fills out his golf cart. Yeah. He's going to wait till it's over.
Yeah, I never lose.
Yeah.
I never lose doing that.
Do you have a dark horse that you think will give – I've got St. Mary's getting to the Sweet 16, you know, beating Texas A&M, then upsetting Houston, which would – kind of knock your
well, I
out.
Think my Santa Clara team going
yeah.
to the
yeah, that's,
to the Sweet 16 is pretty big too.
Yeah. I'm going with Florida in their region, UCLA in that Duke region, I believe.
There's a lot of people on ESPN that like UCLA.
Arizona, I think Arizona will beat Arkansas when they meet up.
I think the Big 12 is overrated in basketball, and I think we're going to find that out in this NCAA tournament. Now, they may put 4 teams in the Final Four, but I really believe the Big 12 is overrated.
And I'll take Akron in the other one.
Akron?
You mean Akron?
Whoever they are.
The Zips, baby. There's a lot of people have them winning their first game. Who are they playing in their first game? It's It's a 5-12 game.
It's Texas Tech.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Texas Tech lost their big guy.
Yeah, that's right.
So makes sense.
Texas Tech lost the guy that was
now,
the best
Akron
player
get
in college.
The Final
basketball.
Four makes a little less sense, but.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, here's the deal.
I was expected to come Akron, in and see a bracket.
Akron probably shouldn't even be in the NCAA tournament because Miami, Ohio went undefeated through the whole season and then got beat in the conference tournament. And then there was some doubt whether they were going to get an at-large bid into the NCAA tournament. They ended up getting one. One of the last four in. And as a guy who loves mid-majors, if you've got to go 31-1 to get one of the four at-large bids, that's worrisome to me.
So the play-in games, they start tonight?
They do start tonight.
Yes. See, I complain about this every year. I hadn't figured that out. You got 11-11, 16-16. Why is that 11, not one of your 16 seats? I don't understand that.
I don't know.
Somebody's going to have to get out of chart and show me how that
more
works.
Money for the NCAA.
Yep. I'm
Triple A put that together.
I'm looking forward to it. This weekend's the best weekend for college basketball.
There's
every
no doubt.
Weekend,
and it is ball to wall.
Oh yeah, yeah. Ball starts Thursday about 10:30.
You can warm
that
left elbow up.
Not till after lunch.
Well, it'll be lunchtime when they start on the East Coast.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's right. That's right. But you know, so we all picked our champion. You want to pick one?
Gonzaga.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Y'all
right.
Said who
they're
y'all
still in it.
Win it all.
I said Arkansas.
Yeah, I said Arkansas. Who are you gonna
Florida.
Say? Okay. It's not a bad pick. You got Gonzaga.
Sure.
I think that's a great pick.
Nice.
I love Gonzaga. Yep.
It's one of the ones I know.
Yep. Well, as long as you know them, that's good.
You threw it out there, not even knowing if they was in the tournament.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, he heard me say it. Yeah. He wasn't listening, but he heard it. It was just subconscious.
It was right here.
Yeah, subconsciously. So anything else y'all want to talk about on the Final Four?
No, we'll talk more about it.
Yeah,
Go Hogs.
Yeah, we'll talk
about it. Go Hogs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And how about Robert Parrish?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I saw that on Facebook, and I shared it with you and Jeff and Cody. And he's basically taking these guys to task for taking nights off and not playing to win and things like that. Some of the things that we've been saying for a long time. But when Robert Parrish says it, it has some gravitas to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, he was called St. Patrick's Day. He was a Celtic, and he was called the Chief.
Yeah.
And he was called the Chief for a reason.
Yeah.
When he spoke, people listened. Didn't speak a lot, but when he spoke, like E.F. Hutton, people listened.
Yeah.
And he didn't look like a fighter either, but he would swing on somebody.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
He looked like a fighter in that video. But taking these guys to task, load management stuff and, you know, throwing games. And, man, he go to my Facebook page if you want to see it. But he basically lambasted the current NBA.
Yeah. Huh. Well, you know, it's a totally different situation. You know, and I saw, I don't know, you know, I agree with him 100%.
Me too.
You make that much money, you ought to play. Now, you see Steve Kerr's calling for playing fewer games, which, you know, don't understand that. I don't care if you play fewer games, then make everybody
just
play.
Just more, less NBA games I won't watch.
Yeah.
Because the NBA has turned into what it has turned into.
Yeah.
I watched NBA basketball when Robert Parrish played.
Yeah.
I didn't miss a game.
Yeah.
You know how many I watch now?
Zero.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Me too.
That tells you everything you need to know about the NBA today.
Yeah.
You didn't miss a game when Robert Parrish played because there was only like one a night on televised.
Well,
I mean,
that's true.
They couldn't televise every game going on.
Yeah.
Was he the last player to wear double zero?
Maybe.
You still see him wear zero, but he was double aught.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. He was like a tough customer, man.
Yeah, he was tough. But you know, I kind of hinging off that, I saw Michael Jordan. They were, you know, NBC's got some basketball now, and they incorporated Michael Jordan into it, mostly pregame and stuff. And he was talking to whoever, Mike Tirico, and you know, they were talking about GOAT. And had other people talking about GOAT, too. And basically were saying that, you know, there's not just one GOAT.
Yeah.
You got to look at different errors and different things. And you know, you know, of course, I don't know. It really surprised me that Michael was as gracious as he was.
Yeah.
Because I think he's more competitive. And I believe if you had him sitting in here and he was smoking a cigar and we were talking, I bet you $100 he would never say he wasn't the GOAT.
No, I bet you're right.
I mean, I just don't.
I'd never say it.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't if I were him either. And I don't think, you know, he was a little more gracious about it than that. And you know, talking about different airs and different players. And, you know, I didn't get to play against so-and-so and yada, 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 all that stuff. And that's true. He didn't. I mean, you know, you're talking about, and there's been a lot of great players.
There has. But Michael Jordan didn't get the rest that these load management guys
have. No.
No, he played with the flu every night.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing about it is whether, you know, if he took off 20 games a year, he could still be playing, I think.
Well, that's
You know, I mean. Or
and the only season he done that is when he was playing baseball.
That's right. Yeah, he came back in the middle of the year. Yeah. But you know, I think the thing about it, is when you play every night and you play all the time, you wear yourself out quicker.
Yeah.
And you know, so you go on and you know, if you'd said to Michael Jordan, I don't know that he'd done it, but you said, hey, we're going to let you play half the games. And until playoff time, then you can play. And get the same money. He probably would have played for a while longer.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that, you know, of course, Jerry Krause had a lot to do with a lot of those guys quitting.
Yeah.
They quit. I mean,
I thought you were going to say breaking up that team. But,
well, he did. That's essentially what he did, which was ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he's probably one of the most hated men in Chicago.
Yeah, it's untelling how many championships the Bulls could have left out there. They won six.
Yeah.
And how many they left out there?
Oh, I'd say at least a couple more.
You know I do too.
Huh?
Capone's more popular in Chicago.
That may be true. That may be true. But anyway, I'm 100% with Robert Parrish on that stuff.
Me too.
And so Team USA wins the World Baseball Congress.
Not yet, but they're in the championship game. They got another big win.
Yeah.
Like it's tonight.
It is tonight. Very controversial win over the Dominican Republic.
I agree.
You know, I've been told since I picked up a bat and started playing baseball, my dad coached me. He said, Don't give the umpire control with two strikes. If it's close, swing the bat. I've been told that since I was 5 or 6 years old. And the pitch was low. I mean, you can't say it wasn't low. It was probably close enough to swing out with two strikes.
It was framed pretty well after the pitch.
It was.
I mean, I don't know. It was a ball.
It was a ball. It absolutely was. And who's to say he didn't strike him out on the next pitch? But it was a terrible call. And I looked at the metrics for the umpire for the whole night. He only missed like 4 or 5 calls all night, but that one was huge. Now the United States will play not Italy,
but Venezuela,
who upset Italy. Italy gave the United States their only loss in this whole thing, just about cost them a chance to move on. And now they'll play Venezuela, who is a
really good pitcher for the Dodgers.
there's some good baseball teams in this thing.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The Dominican Republic, of course, has got a good baseball team. Venezuela has a lot of good baseball players.
Every team's got a few major leaguers on it. I mean,
yeah. Japan got knocked out earlier. I'm sure that they thought that should have been knocked out, it would be nice for the USA to win this. And if you've watched the thing over the last couple of weeks, any thought of putting this thing in the Olympics is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Terrible. It's played at the exact right time of year.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
That's a great spring training pool. I mean,
absolutely.
Skeens is the best pitcher in it, and he's on a pitch count. You know, you got to like that at this time of year.
As a Pirate fan, I like it.
Yeah. At this time of year, you have to.
He won't like it next year.
When he's a Yankee?
That's right. Well, guys, we got to go. We've been here, and done a lot of good things. We talked about a lot of baseball and softball with a lot of high school teams. We look forward to seeing what they do as we move into conference season. Everybody's getting into that now. Didn't take long.
No,
rapidly moving from one sport to the next.
This whole thing, it just seems like it was August and we were previewing football teams. And
yeah.
You know, now we're midway through the baseball softball season.
Yep, and so we're going to go for now, but we'll be back next week with another episode. But man, we appreciate all the sponsors and everything they do for us. We appreciate the coaches and the play-by-play guys, the athletic directors, everybody that calls in, talks to us, sends us a text, whatever, so we can do what we want to do. And we appreciate the players so much, and that's who we're doing this for.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.